Hey, what's guys.
Everybody.
We're back.
We are back.
It's been
better than ever. Not really.
It's been a month.
We'll find out.
Quite a month.
I know. It has been a month. And we apologize for being so lame and flaky.
Well, I'm Reagan, for those of you who forgot during our little hiatus.
I know. And I am... Who am I, babe?
Why can't you say your own name?
Because I want you to introduce me.
You are JK.
As the main co-host.
Okay, rude. That's kidding. KJ, my husband.
And that's Reagan, my wife.
Yeah.
Reagan. I found out I wasn't pronouncing your name right for the first like
you found
3 months.
Like 3 months into our marriage, I finally told you.
I said Reagan instead of Reagan.
Well, it's a very fine line. It's like Reagan versus Reagan. Like some people used to pronounce it Reagan, like R-E-G-G. Regin. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, so we'd first like to start off by explaining where the heck we've been.
Absolutely.
It's been a rough month.
We left off with a conspiracy theory episode, which I did horribly, a little embarrassed, but didn't keep us away for a whole month.
No, that's not the reason.
No.
Well, the week after we did that episode was when I started traveling like nonstop, right?
Yeah.
That was when, so the week after we released that episode, I went to 3 different states in like a span of 9 days. I drove by myself to New Mexico and back. And then when I got home from New Mexico, I flew to Utah and back. And then we came home and then we went to California and back. And that was all within like 7 or 8 days.
Yep.
So that was crazy. And we thought we could make it work. But then 1 week went by and we didn't release an episode. And then some like kind of hard stuff happened. And we were just too busy and occupied trying to figure life out that week. And then the week after that, I got sick. Like just with a little head cold. But I have asthma because of our cat, which sounds so stupid.
So ironic.
I know. But for some reason, like having a cold made my asthma really, really bad. So I don't know. I was just down and out for a few days with a stupid little head cold.
Yes,
and then
were.
What happened, babe?
Reagan had quite the accident. Would you like to tell the story?
I guess. It's not much of a story.
But it's funny.
Okay, so right when I started to feel better, I like went and got my nails done and I was like feeling myself and I was wearing these really cute shoes, but they're platform sandals. So for the guys listening, platform sandals are basically like a pair of flip-flops, but you're walking on like a platform essentially. And they were about 3 inches, so they're pretty tall. Like I think they're the only pair of shoes that I own that I even come close to being as tall as you when
right.
I'm wearing them. So yeah, I was wearing them and they're pretty cheap, so they weren't like well made. And I was walking into our house and there must have been like a rock or something on the pavement. I don't know. But the next thing I knew, I was face down on the ground. I landed really hard on my right wrist and I still don't know if I sprained it. It sure felt like I sprained it that night. Like,
yeah, the way you're describing it, it sounded
it started to tingle, like that my hand started to lose feeling and it started to like tingling sensation in my fingers.
And then I was on my way to my softball game and Reagan FaceTimes me just like halfway in tears. I'm like, oh no, what happened? I thought Walt got out. I thought you broke your camera or something. But you just tell me the story. He's like, yeah, I just fell. And then I was trying so hard not to laugh because you said, don't laugh, I'm going to be mad at you. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry, babe. Well, just put some ice on your wrist. I'll be home in a few hours.
Like,
and
what?
Then I
what 20-year-old, when you hung up on me, did you laugh?
I was wetting my pants laughing so hard. I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing
you. Once I got that brace on my wrist and it felt better, I laughed about it. But it was so painful. And like I was wearing a belt and the belt loop or like the belt buckle like smashed into my stomach when I fell too. So like the whole area right next to my belly button was bruised, and then I like whipped my neck back, so my neck was hurting and like my knee hurt. You're a
disaster.
Yeah, so my wrist is like recovered, but I was really freaking out because like I hold my camera with my right hand, like I edit all my pictures with my right hand, so I was making KJ like edit for me, like I was like having him move the mouse and click on everything, and I was just telling him what to do, and it was slow and painful. And anyways, so that happened. And then the week after that was Hallie and Marlon's wedding, so KJ's brother, and we had to go back to California for that. And KJ and I decided to go over a day early. We just like spontaneously decided on Tuesday morning, we're like, let's go now. So we got a room and we went over and had some fun. And
yeah, I was lucky I didn't get called in for jury duty.
Oh yeah, you had jury duty.
You had a...
My photo shoot got canceled.
So we're like,
well, let's go.
See you later.
We have nothing to do tonight.
Right, that was fun.
Might as well get some alone time between the excessive, or before the excessive amount of time we spent with your family that week.
I know. Wedding was fine.
It was fun. It was really fun.
I would say weddings are tricky.
Never been to one,
but I know now that
you've been to ours.
They're not fun.
That was an out of state. Oh, out of state weddings. Yeah. It was a lot. But congratulations to Hallie and Marlon if you're listening to this.
You guys suck. We love you.
And yeah, now we're back. We got back from California from their wedding on Friday night, and then their reception was on Saturday night, and we are leaving on a cruise on this Saturday. So this week's been busy too, but we knew that it was time to get the podcast back up and going, and I've missed it. So
have I. I read an article like when we first started up, it's like, beware of like the, I forgot what they call it, but it was like 12 to 13 episodes in. You want to give up, and that's exactly where we're at. And when I was reading that the first time, I was like, "Ah, oh, no way! I love this. Yeah. This is fun."
Well, I don't think we intentionally stopped.
No, but
I think
then it was like after a week or so, I was like, it would be the worst thing in the world if we didn't record again.
Except for the $600 worth of equipment.
Yeah, I was like, we just want to, pay this off.
Yeah,
but I did miss it last week. I was like, all right, I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
We're ready to get fired back up, and tonight's episode is going to be hilarious.
We just got like a super chill, relaxed one to get back into it.
Well, and this is also inspired by Hallie and Marlon's wedding, because we were at, there was two things, but I hosted Hallie's bachelorette party, and one of the games we played was like, how well do you know your fiance? And basically I texted Marlon and asked him to answer 21 questions about himself. And then we asked Hallie the questions about him in front of everybody, and we had to see how well she knew him and see if she got the answers right. And I thought it was so funny. And then I was like, okay, what if KJ and I got some more detailed, like more, like interesting questions that we might not know about each other, or we might know it, because KJ and I are coming up on our 2-year anniversary. You know, like Hallie and Marlon have only been together for like 5 months. So it'd be funnier to see how much we know about each other now. And I think it's just going to be funny to see what we think of each other.
Yeah. It'll be funny. So, we have like 21 questions.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't take too long.
I think we'll chop through it pretty quick.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys know my Uncle Ty. He was on the nurses episode.
Yeah.
He started a at-home barbecue thing.
Yeah.
And it's called Bearded Bull Barbecue. Literally, guys, I'm from Texas, and I've had a lot of barbecue in my life. Ty's is the best. And yeah, I'm going to make a bold statement here. His brisket is the top 60 to 70 briskets of all time. So think about that. Every brisket ever made, his is in the top 60 to 70.
Wait, I have to ask you a scary question.
Uh-oh.
Remember when we went to Texas and we went to that Jackson Street barbecue?
Mm-hmm.
Is his brisket better than that?
Yes. It was way better.
I don't remember, actually.
It was good. Like, that one was really good, but Ty's is literally, it's so good.
It's so good.
Especially with, like, Father's Day coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
And 4th all dad's of July, like
barbecue.
He's going to be so busy on 4th of July. So if you're thinking about getting brisket or anything like that, call him now.
Yes. Get ahead of it now. It's like it's affordable. It's not like crazy expensive.
Nope. Let me look up his prices really quick. But his Instagram
I have those written down. So his Instagram is Bearded Bull Barbecue, at Bearded Bull Barbecue, just exactly how it sounds. In his Facebook,
B-E-A-R-D-E-D, like somebody with a beard.
Yes. And we just want to give you that so you don't come to like some farmer's Instagram for his bull.
True.
So
also his, for a whole beef brisket, it's $15 a pound. For baby back ribs, it's $25 a rack. And for pulled pork butt, it's $11 a pound. And we've had the ribs and the brisket. Have we had the pork?
No, I haven't had the pork. But the ribs, I don't usually really like ribs. And those are
freaking good. And they're not too messy.
They're all smoked. Yeah.
Because it's smoked and not as much like...
He uses a lot of rubs. It's so good. I want to talk to him to see if we can get you guys like a promo code for listeners. And
that's smart.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing a photo shoot for him too. So you'll see some cool photos. Oh, also another thing.
I had that written down. I was getting
This makes me so mad. We actually would have had an episode that came out a week and a half ago. I sat down and recorded like an hour long episode, and it was just me. And like, even when it's just KJ and I, sometimes our episodes are only like 45 minutes long. So I was really impressed that I got up to an hour, and then I gave it to KJ to edit.
Pretty sure it was my fault.
No, I think it was mine. I think I ejected it wrong.
No, I think I ejected it wrong.
Well, anyway, the audio file was damaged and, we lost the entire episode.
Just hope it doesn't happen to this one.
I know, seriously. Okay, now on to the meat of the episode. No pun intended.
LOL.
At Bearded Brisket. Bowl Barbecue.
Okay, first one. I'll read it.
Wait, so you're going to read it to me and I'm answering about you?
You answer me, yeah. About what you. I okay. wrote down, and then I'll answer what you think.
Okay.
Okay. What's your partner's least favorite body part?
Oh, you hate your ears.
Oh, I didn't say my ears. I wrote love handles.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And then for you, I kind of wrote the same thing, your stomach.
Wait, I have to think of what my least favorite body part is.
Oh.
Okay.
I put your stomach.
No, I hate my boobs.
Oh, yeah, I don't. You crazy person.
They're, okay, we'll get into that another time.
I want to do like a, never mind. Question number two. When your partner was a child, what did they want to be when they grew up?
Oh, crap. You wanted to be an Army Ranger.
Ah, that was more when you were a
teenager. Okay, yeah. Let me think. Spider-Man?
No.
I don't know.
Baseball player.
Oh, that's a given, but I've never heard you tell me that.
I still want to. Are you kidding? I'm just hoping somebody shows up to my softball game and is like, yo.
Yeah.
Kid's pretty good.
I'll be so impressed if you know what I wanted to be when I was a kid.
SWAT team.
Oh, my gosh!
You say it all the time.
I'm way too open about myself.
I love it. Well, because we were talking about earlier, it was like a backup plan for me. It was like police officer, and then you
went on about
SWAT
how much
team.
I wanted to be on the SWAT team as a kid.
I totally want to be. I still want to be on the SWAT team. That'd be so cool.
It would be cool.
Okay. Number three. Name a country your partner would love to visit. Mine's pretty
Australia?
Recent. Yeah. Australia. Okay. I'm pumped. I want to go to Australia. And then you have yours?
Yeah.
I'd say England.
There you go. Yeah. That's where I've wanted to go since I was 3 years old.
I just love that picture you showed me with that selfie you took in the mirror with your England phone case.
Yeah, in high school I had an England phone, like a Union Jack phone case. Actually, several times I had several different Union Jack phone cases. And then I had like a picture canvas in my room of the London skyline. Mm. And I was obsessed. So.
I've been there.
Yeah, we know. Quit rubbing it in.
Okay, which one are we at? Four. Did your partner have a nickname as a child? What was it? Bonus, did they like the nickname and why?
I mean, your nickname is KJ.
Right.
But did they call you anything?
I just always had variations of KJ, like Cage, JK. Hate all of them, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's not really much you can do.
No.
All of your siblings had nicknames, though, didn't they?
Marlon was Sumo.
Yeah, why didn't you
Kaylee's
get a cool
Hellcat.
Nickname? Okay. I guess you got lucky then.
I know. And then the only one I could think of for you was your grandma called you Raisin.
Raisin? my mom called me Sis, and they called me Dill Pickle.
Oh, yeah. I got you a mug that said something about pickles.
And the reason they called me Dill Pickle is because I was the slowest child. So they used to say that I like to dilly-dally, like I like to just mess around.
You do walk slow. I said walk slow. I didn't say slowest.
But yeah, so probably like Sis and Dill Pickle.
Cool. I don't know if you want to answer the one about closest aunts and uncles. Don't want to.
I didn't even see it.
Hurt some feelings. No, it was just which of your parents' aunts or uncles are they closest?
Let's
to?
Not.
Oh, your parents. Wait, never mind. No, I don't want to answer that. Okay. What disappointment or rejection from your parent or your partner's past still stings?
Oh.
I couldn't think of one for you.
For you? I'd say probably not getting on the football team at Highland.
I put high school sports. I was on the football team, but
we all know that's like your biggest regret.
Yeah, I'm gonna go in my sob story. So in Texas, it's pretty good. The freshman school was separate than the other, or like the freshman class was separate than the other.
Like
three.
It was a middle school thing instead of a junior high school.
It was junior high. Freshmen had their own campus for some reason.
What the
heck? It's the old high school, and then they rebuilt the new high school, and it was sophomores.
They
and
just
juniors.
Wanted to keep all the annoying freshmen separate from the upperclassmen. Yeah.
And so like going before we moved to Arizona, I was eighth grade and I was practicing. It was like some summer camp. And then one of the varsity coaches like just talked to me. He's like, oh, after this freshman year, you'd be up on varsity. Maybe not playing, but you would be on the varsity team my sophomore year. But then moved here directly. And then some people got involved, some politics. Yeah, I don't like to talk about it. Makes me so mad.
And yet you just shared it. Okay.
Well, even your uncle said like, yeah, dude, you got screwed. So that was just my biggest thing. And not concentrating on baseball too. Mm-hmm. When I just focused on baseball. I wish I did more in my senior year.
Yeah.
Worked harder.
What was the question again?
Rejection from your partner. I keep wanting to say parents. Your partner's past still stings.
Can you think of anything for me?
Your boyfriends. And we drive around. You always have a spot you point out. I was like, I did so and so with this boyfriend. I did so. I got.
Oh my gosh! You're making.
I got.
You're making me sound like such a hoe.
I got dumped on that bench over there.
Okay, there's one bench that I point to.
I know.
That's not even like a.
I know.
Rejection. I'd probably say like.
I hope it still doesn't sting. Cause
no. I don't know. I don't think I really, this is going to sound super conceited, but I don't think I ever have gotten really like rejected other than by boys, but that doesn't still sting.
Yeah. Not like any employers or family members, just people.
I mean, there's like clients, like things that happen with clients, but they
right,
don't,
but
I
it's
let
not
it
like,
go.
Yeah. Damaging or anything.
No.
I don't know. I couldn't think of one either.
I don't think I have one.
All right.
Moving on.
Easy enough. All right. Number seven, which are your partner's achievements are they most proud of?
Your softball team and how good you hit. Wait, give me a second. I'm sure there's another one. Your cat.
Not much of an achievement, and I'm not that proud of him.
Do you have like a specific one written down?
Yeah.
Okay, let me have one more try. I get three strikes.
Okay. I wish I didn't write these down. I wish I was going off the fly again like you were.
Your biggest achievement.
Come on, babe. Come on.
Your beard?
No. I was that, just scratching
that was my
face.
Third strike.
probably my mission.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. Pretty big. 2 years.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it.
Your beard. I don't
like,
grow hair.
I need to think outside of our marriage.
My mustache.
Okay, but here's the weird thing. We've been together for like close to 3 years, but you have to remember that you've been alive for 20 years without
right.
me.
I know.
And I've been alive for 18 years without you, and so it's weird to think that they're like I don't know as much about the larger part
right.
of your life, even though I know so much about you now. So
right.
my
these
first
like the,
instinct is always to go off of what I know right now.
Right. Well, my biggest achievement, you know, is getting married to the Reagan Russell, the Reagan Huesner at the time, the Reagan Blake.
Oh, thanks, babe. Okay, what's mine?
Yours? What do they have? I'd say your photography business.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because I have absolutely no sports achievement, shabby academic achievement.
Shabby. You got a full ride to ASU and your nursing school is
yeah, because,
free.
Because Roxy didn't give me what's the word I'm looking for here? She didn't give me the option to not get a full ride scholarship.
I wish my mom pushed me harder at school.
Well, good,
that's
because
my
now
regret.
We're going to push our kids.
I know. But they're not getting grounded for B's.
Well, I mean, it worked.
All right. Number eight. I think we're both on the same have the same answer. What is your partner's least favorite housework?
Dishes.
Both of us. And
taking out Walt's litter.
I still do the dishes.
I know. We made an agreement probably 6 months ago that if KJ did the dishes, I would do everything else. And so far, it's going
fine. I think
fine.
I've migrated to the kitchen's my
yeah,
chore.
Your territory.
Yeah.
I'll still clean the kitchen, though, if I start, like, cleaning everything. But, yeah. Okay, next.
Yeah, Walt's litter is probably the grossest
thing. It is the worst.
Okay. Hold on. Number nine. Oh, it was name your partner's grandparents. We know that.
Oh.
And then,
well, let's see. Barb, the late Farrell.
Marlon Farrell.
His name was Marlon. Okay. Mm-hmm. Marlon Farrell. And then Deb and Joe.
Yep.
Okay. Good luck with mine.
Jan, the legend. I can't keep yours straight. I only
know. Grandpa Bill. Bill. Is Jan's ex-husband. And then
Steve.
And Lori, his wife.
And Lori, I don't know her. I know her, but I don't know.
She's not really like my blood grandma.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay. Cool.
Outside of their career, what's something your partner considers themselves naturally talented at? You don't consider yourself, well, my answer for you, you don't consider yourself this, but I see it in you.
You're obviously naturally talented at baseball and sports.
That's what I wrote, yeah.
Okay.
Think what you want to think. And then I'm going to tell you what to think.
Okay.
I think you are a natural entertainer.
Really?
I think you always make people laugh. You're always like, not the center of attention, but like, you know.
Okay.
Everybody laughs when Reagan's around.
I've come into that in the past like 2 years. Because in high school.
Yeah, I feel like that's recent.
I never wanted the attention. I mean, like, I liked attention from my friends, but I didn't ever, in a group of people, ever want to be loud and funny. But now, and I also feel like it's because we hang mostly around our friends and family now.
Right, so you just
grow into that. I feel like I've developed that, like, look at me. Definitely. I want to make everybody laugh. Like,
and it's not, like, annoying either. You're funny. Oh, I hope not. You're actually very funny. I think Reagan could be a stand-up comedian.
Oh, absolutely not.
Are you kidding? You'd be so funny.
Absolutely no.
Whatever.
I was going to say, but that's my career.
Yeah, photography is your career. Okay.
Actually, it's not. It's my side job.
You make more money doing that than
I know.
Being a nurse.
Okay. All right.
What's your partner's favorite smell? You don't know mine.
Wait, let me guess.
Okay.
The smell of like a brand new baseball glove.
Nope.
Give me two more. New car smell.
Mm-mm.
Okay, give it to me.
Cut grass.
Really? Like when people mow their lawn?
Not like, yeah, mow their lawn, kind of. Okay, it's just like a like baseball thing. Like every time you show up to a game, the grass is cut, football game.
When I smell that smell, I automatically think of hot Aquafina water bottles and my dad. For some reason.
Hmm.
My dad always used to keep a giant Aquafina water bottle in his truck and it would get hot. And then if I was desperate enough, I would drink it. And for some reason, I associate that smell with a hot Aquafina water bottle and my dad.
I definitely do that too. I can't think of what though.
Wait, I got to think of my favorite smell.
I have two for you.
Okay, give it to me.
Anything Bath and Body Works.
Okay.
And then you're going to hate me. Stale farts.
You're cutting that out.
I knew we'd have to. Inside joke.
You can leave it. You didn't go into any detail. It's just an inside joke. You throw me under the bus at every single chance you get. This marriage is over.
No, it's not. We still have this podcast to do.
Oh, it can be our joint custody.
Oh.
Okay.
This one's fun. What is your partner's favorite flavor of ice cream?
Okay, I know it's not Rocky Road.
No, Rocky Road.
It's not mint chocolate
dumbest.
Chip.
No.
You have so many, but I know that there's
like one go-to, like
cookies
every time.
And cream.
Yeah. Duh. Okay.
See, I know you.
Yeah, I think.
Good freaking luck figuring mine out because I don't even know.
You don't know?
No, I have one.
Cookie dough?
No.
Cookies and cream?
No.
Chocolate?
No.
Oh, the vanilla chocolate split one.
No.
Birthday cake?
No.
Red velvet.
No.
Not peanut butter. Brownie.
No.
What?
Mint chocolate chip. Oh,
duh.
You like I love mint anything mint. Chip.
Crazy.
Okay.
Okay. This one's going to get emotional.
Really?
Just kidding. What is a personality trait your partner dislikes about themselves?
Oh, dear.
And do they share it with their parent? We can ignore that last part.
I think you don't like how shy you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about, I don't
My
think
My dad's kind of the same
Oh,
way.
Okay.
I know. I was like, growing up, I was super shy. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, like, I'm going to be shy about things. It's like a choice now.
Yes.
I don't know.
Introverted now.
Yeah. I like watching the room. I'd rather listen to people talk than me talk too much.
And yet you wanted to start a podcast.
I know. Look at us. I think it's always just like the way I talk and stuff.
I like the way you talk.
I just stutter. What did I write for you? I think I know yours. Go ahead.
Wait, I gotta think about it. Something that I don't like about myself.
Yeah, your personality trait. Okay. I think it's you always have the need. You feel like you have the need to talk first and keep talking about and saying stuff.
That wasn't what I was thinking of, and I feel like I don't like that. But it's more of an anxiety thing than a personality trait. When people don't help carry the conversation, it's not necessarily like. I mean, I guess that's part of my personality, but it's not something I like notice a ton.
Right.
Oh no, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Just saying things just for the sake of a group.
And then I overspeak and I overshare and then things get I was saying what I was thinking is I'm too dramatic.
I don't think what do you mean dramatic?
It was like drilled into my head growing up that I was too dramatic. Like my dad had this little saying whenever I was being dramatic, he would go, "Reagan, drama," and then I would automatically just feel like an idiot. Right. So thanks, Dad. I'll talk to my therapist about that one. He's going to text me in like 3 days when he hears this and apologize. Like sincerely apologize.
Did I really?
Did I traumatize? Dad, just a forewarning. I'm not actually traumatized. I just had to learn to tone mildly. Down the drama. I don't even think I was yes, I was dramatic, but I was a little kid. And I think that sometimes the way I talk, like the inflection in my voice and like...
Mm-hmm.
The way my voice goes up and down sometimes makes me sound like really intense. So maybe, I don't know. Sometimes I don't like that. Like when I listen to the podcast, sometimes I'm like, Reagan, talk like a normal person.
No, I love it. Don't talk like a normal person. Fine. Okay, of all the ways there are to die, which does your partner fear the most? It's pretty dark.
I accidentally just read it on the paper.
What?
Fire.
Fire, yeah. I think burning death would be the worst.
I think so too. What's mine?
I put drowning.
You're right.
Yeah.
Literally like... On like Fear Factor when they lock them in something and then it starts to slowly fill up with water.
Yeah, we watched Fear Factor and you said that.
Like not even just drowning, like falling off a boat and drowning in open water. I'm talking like being locked somewhere where it's slowly filling up with water.
Right.
And then you take your last breath and go underwater. Like that horrifies me.
Oh, another one. I think getting swallowed alive like by a shark.
Oh,
I think
or
that's,
like an alligator
and being like stuck in their intestines and stuff. Just like
a
you'd be python. Dead, but in their stomach. Yeah.
Like that's why I'm glad that like boa constrictors and those like pythons, they strangle you first and then they eat you. I mean, I'm not grateful for that, but if it came to it, I'd be happy.
Like a big old shark would swallow you whole and just you're just in its
mouth. You'd drown first, don't you think?
For a little bit.
You think there's air enough air? Well, you'd suffocate.
Yeah, there's but you'd still be alive for like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't know. I'm sure they'd bite you and you'd bleed to death first.
I don't know. This is what I'm excited about. I don't think you know that I know this. What type of music does your partner secretly like?
Okay, I don't think you secretly any music. You just like country.
Yeah, I put like rock.
Yeah, but like you AC/DC. Don't secretly like that. No. Oh, you like AC/DC?
Yeah,
that
just
kind of
like
stuff?
That kind of. Not like a lot, but that's like I only have country, rap, and then rock.
Yeah,
that's all I really have.
It's funny, like. We see each other every day and we're with each other so much, but there's little things like this that I don't know. Okay, what do I secretly like?
Do you have yours?
Yeah.
Punk rock.
Yeah, like that emo kind of rock. I went through a phase in high school, okay? I was going through a really hard breakup and I found it and I really liked it.
The only reason I knew that is because I played it, I don't know, My Chemical something? Romance.
I played it, yeah.
And then you're like, I low-key love this kind of music. stuck with me.
Yeah. Okay.
What does your partner typically look forward? Hold on. What does your partner typically look forward to most about the weekend?
For you?
Mm-hmm.
I would say sleeping in, but you still get up to go to the gym. So I would say like... Just not having to work.
That's exactly it. The fact I don't have to work is amazing. I put sleeping in for you.
Yeah.
But still, sometimes you have a lot of early morning Saturday shoots and stuff.
Yeah.
Then we have early church.
Yeah.
So.
But still, when on the happens. Weekends that I do get to sleep in, that's definitely something I look forward to.
Pretty.
I was just thinking about this. We felt like this was going to be such a funny episode, but do people really want to hear us talk about ourselves for like...
I don't know. Our first episode was our best episode.
That's true. That was a very good episode. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, then keep going.
Okay. I didn't... I had no idea about this one. Okay. I don't know.
Well, then it'll be funny.
Who is someone your partner considers to be a mentor?
Or like
or has a, been what about a strong like a, influence?
Does it have to be somebody you know?
No.
Bryce Harper.
Oh, I really don't have an answer for myself either.
Bryce Harper, Chris Pratt.
I wouldn't say like they influence me. They're just like.
Well, can my you think of people. Anybody that was like a hero for you? Or a mentor? Yoda.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan.
Mm, no.
Dumbledore.
That's yours.
What would you put for mine?
I couldn't think of anyone.
Hello.
Harry Potter?
No.
Hermione?
No, Louise Zamperini.
Oh, yeah.
My guy.
Yes, I couldn't think of one.
I know, that's a weird question.
Yeah.
That's okay.
These are like they're funny, but like they're like kind of serious too.
Well, yeah, but anyways, really quick, Louise Zamperini, if anybody needs somebody to look up to or wants some inspiration, read the book Unbroken. I've talked about it before. I'll talk about it again. He's amazing. I talked about him in a talk in church, and as soon as I said his name, I started crying. I love that guy. All right.
He's pretty cool.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Re-up. How did your partner spend their summers as a child?
Getting the SWAT team called on their family. No, I'm kidding. Setting LOL. Their room on fire with fireworks.
LOL.
No, probably playing baseball and swimming at friends' houses.
Mm-hmm. No, just baseball, really.
Just baseball?
Yeah, I'm like... 10 to 14, that's all it was. Just baseball in the summer. Huh? All right, next one. I need my phone. I put it away.
Wait, don't we have more on there?
Yeah. I just need to read them off.
Oh.
Because I don't.
Oh, that's right.
Where are we at?
19.
Okay. What are your partner's favorite and least favorite aspects of their work?
Your favorite aspect is that you can go to Marshall's in the middle of the workday.
Yeah.
And your least favorite aspect is everything else.
Basically, put people.
Yeah.
And then, do you have an answer?
Yeah.
People as well is your least favorite and your favorite.
I mean, good people are my favorite. Annoying people that don't treat photographers right are my least favorite.
Deep hatred for those kind of people.
That's you. I don't have a deep hatred for anyone.
Neither do I, really. I just say it. Does your partner consider themselves more like their mother or their father in terms of personality?
You're more like your dad, but the good parts of your dad.
Right. No, that's what I put too.
Okay.
I put both because you act like your mom, but like you think and say things like your dad. Like you and your dad have the same brain. You and your mom have the same like
really
attitude and like
I feel like I have my mom's ambition but my dad's definitely. Everything else.
Yeah, you kind of have like your dad's like chill and then your mom's like high end, so you're just like you are a child of them. You're the perfect.
And I wonder if I'm adopted. I don't see any of your mom in you. It's weird.
I don't really either.
She's such her own person. Excuse me. She's such her own person, and you're such your own person, and I don't really see her in you. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah. That's not a bad thing. Anyways.
Oh, this one. All right. What purchase is your partner currently considering, and what's on their wish list?
You're always considering buying another pair of shoes.
Not so much shoes, really.
Okay, give me another shot then.
Kind of shoes. I don't have like any picked out, but I want shoes.
You want... Have you told me before?
I've kind of told you it's on my wish list.
Well, you want Joe Rogan tickets.
Oh, no, not that. Okay. I wasn't thinking that.
You want... To start your own... No, that's not... I don't know. Tell me.
For my wish list, I put Ford Raptor.
Oh, okay.
And then...
What are you currently debating purchasing?
I didn't answer that one. What am I currently debating on purchasing?
Probably shoes.
I'd clothes.
Yeah, you're always...
Another swimsuit.
We need to go do that before we leave.
You I think don't I'm good have with any swimsuits. Good
swim, like new swimsuits, do you? I guess you just...
Kind of.
Yeah,
we got those ones from... Well, I'll go buy a new swimsuit if I have to.
Okay.
And then... For you, I just put dog.
Uh-huh.
On both.
Yeah. German Shepherd.
Consider it constantly. And then it's all the dogs are on your wish list.
Mm-hmm. Even if they're ugly.
Mm-hmm. You want the ugliest dog.
I.
Where'd we see that dog?
On The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was so cute. If anybody watches The Bachelorette, it was on like last week's all right, episode.
We can talk about Well, yeah, that was all our questions, so we can let's just go off on a tangent.
Okay, so it was the date that they went on where they did the photo shoot with all the farm animals, and I believe it was Peter the pilot that was holding that little ratty Peter dog. The pilot. And I thought that little dog was so cute. He was so little ugly, but he was so dog. Cute.
I don't know. The Bachelorette's pretty good this year.
Yeah.
I love Hannah.
KJ and I would like to firmly place ourselves on Team Tyler.
I didn't think about that. I'm writing in my school notebook, so I wanted it to be nice and clean. But you just
okay. Paper Anyways, out. I'm making a political statement here.
Oh,
KJ and I would like to firmly place ourselves on Team Tyler C, and we would like to say that we do not endorse anything that Luke P does.
I think Luke P is kind of crazy. I think he's hyper jealous,
but
which I would be. If I was in his spot, I'd be so jealous. Like, the girl he loves, debatable, but even if he really does love her, I'd be pretty pissed off if I see her making out with 14 dudes.
Okay, but...
Doesn't give him the excuse to go just tackle somebody. And I think they're making him look pretty bad.
They are. He's definitely the producer's pick to be things. The villain. But also, the thing that makes me so mad at him is that we already know that he's the one who, like... slut shames her at the end of the season.
I don't think anybody knew that.
Yeah, you do. The preview shows it.
It just shows her saying,
but we know that
yeah, I had sex.
But we know it's him. They showed something that led everybody to believe that it was him.
Yeah, but they always do that. They make every ambulance ride look like it's some huge dramatic fight and it's just some guy separated his shoulder playing rugby.
We know it's him. It is. Anyways, we're Team Tyler C. Mm-hmm.
I like Jed, too.
Who do we think the final four are going to be?
I picked Jed, Tyler.
I liked Jed, Garrett, Tyler.
I picked Peter and Garrett.
Okay. I think originally I picked Jed, Garrett, Tyler, and Luke, like week
Garrett.
One.
Garrett's like he's the low-key
I like him,
person
yeah.
in the middle that comes out of nowhere.
He's like Blake Horstman from Becca season.
And Blake was always like, Mm-mm. It was Colton and Blake the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Towards the middle of the season, yeah, but Blake was like a nobody the first half of the season.
Maybe.
We could do an entire episode about The Bachelorette. Anyways, also, side note, every week I live-gram The Bachelorette on our Decent People podcast Instagram, which means that while I'm watching it, I'm commenting on it and, like, adding...
It's pretty good.
It's pretty funny. I also have it saved to a highlight on our profile if you'd like to go back and see my commentary from the last two episodes. You'll want to do that soon, though, because the highlight is going to run out of room and we're going to have to start replacing the old posts with the new. So there'll probably only be about 2 to 3 episodes of commentary up at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making it sound very serious. Like, you need to go look at my commentary or you're going to die.
Might as well.
Okay. Did we have more questions?
Not I have those ones. I
have them. That's right. It's my turn to take over. Okay. What was your favorite TV show as a child? Or what was my favorite TV show as a child?
Your favorite TV show? Harry Potter's not a TV show.
That's not. I have a definitive TV show that I was obsessed with.
TV show? I have no idea.
There's actually two, so if you get one of them, then I'll count.
Oh, Hannah Montana.
There it is.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Wizards of Waverly Place? I don't know.
Okay, sure. But anything true crime. I loved.
Oh, even as a child?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
My parents would like leave and I was like maybe 11 or 12 and they'd leave us home alone and I would be like, I'd babysit and it'd be like 9 o'clock and I'd be laying on the couch watching true crime shows and then they'd come home and I'd be like scared out of my mind, but I loved it. Your favorite TV show growing up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You don't talk about your childhood a lot. Power Rangers? Pokemon?
Not that I know. Not that I could remember. Probably, I liked Recess.
Oh, I wasn't allowed to watch that. What? Or SpongeBob.
SpongeBob's up there. I probably watched Blue's Clues until I was 11.
Don't admit that.
I just thought it was just like, just I'd eat my cereal and just watch Blue's Clues. Like,
sorry,
this
guys.
This is life.
Ugh.
Anything on Disney? I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. What is the farthest that I have ever traveled?
New York.
I think the Bahamas are farther than New York.
The Bahamas? Maybe.
Because it goes out into the ocean. The same, well, yeah. You've been to England.
Holla.
No.
That's not the furthest. I guess, do you count the airport?
What?
You count the airport? Because I've been, what'd we just say? Hold on.
The Bahamas?
On my way home. No, we stopped at that place where everything's legal.
Oh, Amsterdam?
Amsterdam.
I didn't know you stopped in Amsterdam.
Yeah, for like literally 45 minutes.
We had no, a let's just count England.
We had a sprint to our plane.
Oh, that's stressful.
And I had a sister missionary with me. She was slow.
Shout out.
Good.
No, don't, I name, her. Don't name her by name. What would I choose for my last meal?
Oh, your last meal?
You know what I would choose.
Macaroni? Hold Babe. On. Why? You're looking at me funny like, I don't know.
It's so clear and obvious. And now I think we should go here.
Popcorn?
We should go to this place after we're finished recording.
Chipotle?
No.
Chick-fil-A?
No, I'm trying to tell you with my eyes.
What in the world?
You already used up your three strikes. Serrano's. I'd get a bean and cheese burrito, enchilada style, with bean dip, chips, and salsa.
Of course
it's rice.
Serrano's. Hold on, let me think. And favorite restaurant?
What?
What's
no,
the question?
What would your last meal be?
Oh, last meal be?
I actually don't know what yours would be. I'm going to have to take a guess.
Okay.
A juicy steak.
Ooh. What sides?
Mashed potatoes?
Ew, no.
A baked potato?
Nope. Even worse.
Fries. Steak fries.
Maybe.
Is there
What's
like-
my other one? My main side. You're kind of right. Cheese fries.
Okay, I was so right.
But no, what's my other one? What's my main one? Because you get two sides at a restaurant, babe.
What does it start with?
M.
Mashed potatoes?
No.
Meatballs.
Heathen? No.
Marinara. Marijuana.
Just straight marinara, yeah. Mac and cheese.
Oh, sorry. You said that, so it kind of got like erased from my brain.
I got you.
Okay. Let's see. Do I prefer my ice cream in a cup or a cone?
Depends what the summer has ahead of us, because you get a cone, but if you're trying to watch your carbs, you get a cup. But
I think
cone.
if you're getting ice cream, we're throwing it out the window. And why do I keep saying ice cream so weird?
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Definitely in a
I
cone.
Think we both agree on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could have, or if I could have dinner with one person who was either dead or alive, who would that be?
Zamperini.
Try again.
Zamperini.
Louise Zamperini. Yours would be.
Hold on. Dead or alive? Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Hold on. Yeah.
I wish you guys could see KJ's face right now.
Okay, go.
Is he dead or alive?
I don't know. There's
you don't know
so
if he's
many.
Dead or alive?
I decided to...
Chris Pratt, Bryce Harper, Babe Ruth.
I had Babe Ruth originally. I feel like I'll still get a chance with those other two. They're still alive, so it can happen.
Sure.
Hold on. Yeah, Babe Ruth.
Okay. This is where it's going to get funny. How old was I when I had my first kiss?
14.
Ooh, you have faith in me. I was 15.
15.
Actually. No, yeah, I was 15. You were like 13.
Nope.
14.
Nope.
15?
Mm-mm.
10. We're not nope. counting in elementary school.
I know.
16?
No.
17?
Yep.
What?
I know.
What?
I know.
So you were a junior?
I was a loser. No, I was an old sophomore. No.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, old sophomore.
Gross.
Was I an old sophomore?
I thought I was a late bloomer.
Yeah, I was an old sophomore.
Okay. Also, side note, this is a shout out to my friends from high school. We predicted the order that my five friends would get our first kisses in, and it came true exactly. We went, okay, this person's going to go first, then second, third, fourth, fifth, and it came true every single one of them in order. It was crazy. And we didn't do it on purpose.
You're a wizard, Reagan.
I don't think I was the one who made the list. We all kind of came up with it together. But, okay, where did you and I kiss for the first time in public? This is hard.
Oh, in public.
Ooh, I don't think I could remember even if I tried.
A movie theater?
No, probably that ASU game, the football game. That was like the first time we went out in public together.
Yeah, was it not that campfire?
We didn't kiss until later that night. All right, let's relive our first week.
The first night.
That's not public, though. That was like a little shindig.
No, I know, after Hayden's thing.
That's not public.
I know, that's why.
So then the second night we had a campfire at Hayden's, we didn't kiss, that's not public.
No.
Then we watched the election.
Yeah.
Probably that football game.
Yeah,
at an ASU football game.
There you go.
What is my favorite part of your body?
Favorite part of you should my know body?
This. You should know this.
Definitely my biceps.
No.
My shoulders.
No.
My quads.
No. Hamstrings. There's your three strikes. I like your nose.
My calves. Ew, my nose.
I love your nose. It's a strong, manly nose.
Sick. What's wrong with you?
You're just insecure.
Ask me the question.
So now I'm saying
my favorite.
I have to guess what your favorite part of my body is.
Uh-huh.
My butt.
No.
My boobs?
Mm.
Well, what else is there?
Your lips.
Really?
I love your lips.
You never tell me that.
I always do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, huh? You don't listen then.
Okay.
We figured out where you are.
What are three things that I like about you?
My nose.
That we're not talking physically now.
What do you like about me? I'm a loser. You love it when I make Walter talk for Walter.
Oh, yes, I do.
Actually, you hate that. You said it today.
No, I like it.
I don't know. I can't name three things I like about myself.
Well, that's different. I would say I like your laugh. I like... I like your relationship with Walt, and I like how like willing you are to serve people. Your little smile. Okay. What are three things you like about me? You like.
I need to get
that. I'm air quotes funny.
I'd say I like your personality definitely.
Yeah, that's kind of like all encompassing. What am I supposed to do?
Well,
now?
Just like your natural. I don't know the way you go about things. I like your... Oh, you guess. Hold on. You're supposed to guess.
You like my ugly faces that I do?
Actually, yes. That's probably number four.
And you like my ambition?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I got, so...
I'd say ambition and then... Number three.
What was number two?
What?
Oh, you said my personality.
Yeah, that is kind of lump sum, huh?
Man, you're really gracious if you like my personality.
Whatever. I like your willing, you're loving. That's it. You're very loving and caring about everybody. And you are accepting most things. And you just want everybody to be happy.
Most things?
Most things.
I don't accept when Walt is 8.
Raging beep. Poop head.
Where did we take our first picture together?
I think it was that one. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of it now.
The like we're the just standing country
in the
shindig.
Middle of the thing. Yeah.
We went to like a country dancing, like campfire kind of thing on our first date. Took our first picture there. What is the best gift that I ever gave you? So you're saying what is the best gift that you ever gave me?
Best gift I gave you?
Yeah. Like, you're guessing what I would think.
What you would think. I don't remember what I've gotten you.
I know. Oh, I know.
Huh. Is it a tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Was it... Not My Favorite Murder, was it?
That's what I was thinking, but I also can't remember everything else.
I know. I can't remember if I bought you, like...
Those Thomas Rhett tickets.
Dragons or... Oh, Thomas Rhett was fun.
You did buy us Imagine Dragons tickets. I'm sure there's something else I'm forgetting.
I know. This one's hard.
The best gift you ever gave me was the gift of... you.
Well, if you're pointing... I'm glad we don't have a visual of what's happening, because we'd get flagged.
For inappropriate content.
Yeah, so let's really answer the question, babe. Okay,
I think the best gift I ever gave you was your R2-D2.
Hell yeah.
I gave KJ this little R2-D2 that fits in his cup holder in his car, and it has two USB ports, so you can charge two phones at one time.
I know, and it makes noises.
It makes noises and, like, spins around. It's so cute.
I'm not even, like, a huge Star Wars fan, but it's, like, it's pretty awesome.
This is a good one. What is my favorite outfit of yours?
My outfit?
Yeah.
My You're Killing Me Small shirt. Obviously, you said that yesterday.
Lies.
My favorite outfit? Your favorite outfit? I dress like a average douchebag who goes to college. I don't know.
I like your, that like blue and turquoise and teal flannel.
Oh, the Barney one? I look like Barney?
I don't think
so. Isn't it purple?
You wore it on Thanksgiving. And I like your chino pants, not your joggers, just the pants. And I love your white Janoskis that you wore for like the first 5 months that we were dating. Those are my favorite shoes of yours. What are they?
They're Nike, but they're not Janoskis.
Well, I like your Janoskis. Could have sworn they were Janoskis.
Mm. They're like the skater brown. Mm-mm. They're like the Nike's skater ones. They're not Janoskis.
Strange. Okay.
Look like them. My favorite outfit on you, or is that it?
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of outfits.
Yes, I do.
I honestly think workout clothes are sexy. So I like just your black Lululemons with your, I can't remember what color your shoe, those, the black Nike Free Runs.
Yeah.
And then, oh, I can't remember what. It's like an open back shirt tank top.
Oh, I just have like a tank top. Yeah,
and
like
that purple sports bra that has the crosses.
It's pink, but.
Pink has the like crisscrosses.
Whoa,
on
buddy,
on the
slow down over there. I was wearing that the night that we decided to get married.
That's right.
Yeah. How have I changed since we have gotten married? So saying how.
How you think I changed.
Sure. No, how you think you've changed.
Oh, wow.
Wait,
I've
what?
Changed?
We're getting so confused by this concept.
No, I think
concept.
It's how... So, like, I'm guessing how I think you changed.
Sure.
Okay.
What?
What?
Okay.
Read it again.
How have I changed since we've gotten married?
So I'm asking you, how have I changed? So you answer how I changed.
Okay.
That's where I was going, right? I don't know.
I don't know. We just talked ourselves in like a diamond, not even a circle. Like we went up, down, and back around. I guess that would be a circle, wouldn't it?
Up, down, back around? Pretty close.
Any shape could technically be a circle. Because
don't have points.
You would just have to squish it into...
have
like,
points.
Squish the points out, though. Okay. You have become more open and... as you bite the microphone like a cat, you've become less shy.
Less shy.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
What about me? Talk about me. I just want to hear stuff about me. Just kidding.
It's hard. I'm not good at this. How you have changed since we got married.
I got fatter.
Stop.
It's true.
No.
The numbers don't lie.
Oh, I feel like... Oh, I had one.
Ask me again.
How have I changed since getting married? We'll be done in like 4 questions, I promise.
How have you changed since we got married?
I'm trying to think of young you. And what's different?
I already kind of told you.
What?
Earlier in the episode, I told you about how I've gotten more like loud and...
Well, yeah, I was thinking open too, but I feel like there's a different word I was thinking of.
Don't you dare say confident, because you know I haven't gotten more confident.
Unfortunately, I think you have everything to be confident about, Miss Lady.
KJ's taken to calling me Miss Lady. I think it's so funny.
I think you've learned how to like care and love more as we've gotten married, because we both...
Yeah, because I've had to learn to care and love for a cat who treats me like crap.
Yeah, but about me and boys, because you've had a lot of douchey boyfriends. No, calling them out right now.
I haven't.
Well, all of them.
This segues into that. How did my last relationship end? Yours? Your last relationship ended outside of the Salt Lake City Temple.
No, it was the Logan.
Okay, close enough. One of the Utah temples. There's like 1,000.
Yeah.
And it was because you're doing long distance and it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm. Your last relationship ended before he left on his mission. I don't know how it ended. I just know it ended. I don't know where the story.
Okay. Let's do 2 more. Where's my favorite place to be kissed besides the lips?
Well, there's 2 answers, and I'm only gonna say 1. Your cheek.
Yeah.
Or your forehead.
Either one.
I like kissing your cheek more.
Yours? There's an obvious answer.
I don't know it.
I'll give the second choice.
Oh.
Probably like your ear or your neck or your cheek.
I like cheek too. Okay. It's just more like affectionate. And
so you like it when like Walt licks your beard?
No, it hurts. He's like a little sandpaper tongue. It's just like a constant sandpaper.
So this has been the most random episode, but I think it's... I think people are going to enjoy it.
What you love.
What time are we at?
We're at 57 minutes.
Sweet. We got an hour-long episode.
Boom.
Oh, we have a kind of a movie review, but it's actually a Netflix show review. It's called Bodyguard.
Oh, and I saw that like a year ago.
Richard Madden in it. I started it the day that I left for Utah, and I finished it before I even got home from Utah, and I was only in Utah for 20 hours. And it's like seven, eight episodes long. They're about an hour long each. So I watched I watched one in the airport. No, I watched one before I left. I watched one in the airport, watched one on the plane, and then I watched it in the car while I was driving to the location with my clients. Like, I straight up just told them, I was like, guys, I'm hooked on this show. Like, I'm just going to be back here watching it. You guys can do whatever. Then I watched it on the way back from the location with my clients. Then we went to dinner, and then they dropped me off at the place I was staying, and I watched it all night, then watched it again in the morning, and then watched the last episode on the plane ride home.
And then you watched the first 3 episodes again.
Started it again like a day later because I was obsessed. But I mostly watched it again because I just wanted to see my boo, Richard Madden, again.
Well, if you would have listened to me a year ago, I told you, hey, babe, you're going to like this show. Let's restart it with you. But I
was
still kind
of heartbroken that Robb Stark was killed. So I think it was a sensitive time.
That is true. Because
Richard Madden plays Robb Stark as well.
Robb Stark was in the show.
So yeah, everybody go watch Bodyguard on Netflix. It's intense. It's about a ex. Is he kind of like a Marine in England?
Yeah.
He's kind of. It's in England, so they all have like all different names for stuff. But basically, he's like the bodyguard to the Secretary of State. They call her. Ooh, hiccup.
Madam Secretary.
The Home Secretary. That's what it's called. Basically, like the Secretary of State, or like.
Secretary of Defense or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's the thing that we have in the United States that has the word home in it? Homeland Security. But that's not what she does. But I just couldn't remember it. Anyways, so he's her bodyguard, and there's a lot going on in England at the time because of, like, terrorist attacks, and so he's in charge of protecting her, and it's, like, mm-hmm. a big conspiracy, and a bunch of it's crap wild. Goes down, and you won't know who the bad guy is until literally the last episode.
I forgot who it was, and I saw it. I need to see finish yeah. it.
All right.
It's good. I can't think of...
We're signing off. I'm going to try to record my photography episode again before we leave on our cruise, but if not, you'll hear from us in, like, a week and a half when we get back.
Yep.
Also, I just realized that I've been, like, rocking water just around near the microphone water. For, like, the last minute, so apologies. Thanks for tuning in and listening to us talk about ourselves for the last hour.
Thank you, guys.
If you guys like this type of episode, let us know.
Yeah, we're going to try to get back social media again.
Yeah.
We've been off that, too.
Yes.
So. We're going to start being more active in general.
If the boat we're on our cruise sinks, please give our cat to nobody. Not because KJ. I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
No, we love him.
Walter, do you want to come meow into the microphone?
No, he's not coming. He doesn't respond.
He's sleeping.
Probably.
Okay. Well, ready?
Yep.
Keep being decent.
Goodbye.